الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ونبيه ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Beginning the khutbah til Jumu'ah today, praising Allah and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us to this blessed way. And affirming, walhamdulillah, that whomever God has provided this guidance to, walhamdulillah, that there is none that can misguide them. And anyone who from their free will has strayed from God's guidance, that none of us with all of our efforts can return them except that they desire to turn back to the mercy of God Almighty. It's full of mercy and forgiveness. Today, alhamdulillah, I want to give you and I perhaps a walk back into the past that we might, excuse me brother, stop talking on the phone. Excuse me brother. Tell the brother, go outside if you're going to talk on the phone, but I'm sorry. It's a very nice khutbah, I'm sure he's giving on the phone. Well, alhamdulillah, in the past, there are always provided for us guides, milestones, information that might cause us to direct our course aright. I want to remind you today that there was a time when Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he wasn't recognized as a prophet from among his own people. He lived in an environment that was rife with corruption. Muhammad ibn Abdullah, before his prophethood, alayhi salam, he was always considered by the people who lived with him to be like Ibrahim, alayhi salam. He was Hanifan. He was always in line with what Allah would want one to be aligned with. His behavior, his conduct was always upright. He was never an idolater. And so, alhamdulillah, from the example of that one, it gives us a way to see how we should be functioning in the societies that we live in. And alhamdulillah, I am grateful not only to be a Muslim, but I am grateful, alhamdulillah, to be a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was a bushra, he was a bringer of good news, and he was a bringer of a warning. The good news, alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while living in Mecca, encountered a society in which they were known for their trade and for their financial capital, Mecca. But because there was some corruption in the society, they were on the brink of urban warfare. Urban warfare. This young man, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, not yet a prophet, alayhi salam, sees the difficulty they're having. And so they call together a meeting. How can we make progress to end the violence in Mecca? And it is our Prophet who provides for them guidance and signs on to what we call in history now Hulf al-Fudul. He signs on, having helped them to come to a treaty that will end the violence in Mecca Mukarrama. It will become enlightened because he is going to draw them back to the light of Allah and to his Prophet. For us, alhamdulillah, we should be, I believe, as followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should be bringing that bushra to the society that we live in. If I am a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I should do in my society what he did for his society. Let me give you another reminder. The people who were living in the town of Yathrib, some maybe the distance between New York and Washington, D.C., they were having a problem with corruption in their society. They were on the brink of violence, but some of them said, you know, we know a man who can bring goodness to our society. He has a few followers. But we believe that if we bring him to live with us and to become part of our leadership, to guide us, that we will create a society of peace and of harmony. We'll avert social decay. So they sent some of their embassies, and they had what they called Aqaba 1, the first Aqaba. And they met with the Prophet ﷺ, and he described to them his philosophy about life and Islam and how to be a follower. And so they returned with a second group the next year. They want to find out more about what can you do to bring this benefit. And those people went back to a little town called Yathrib, and they said, we have found a man, his name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. If he comes to live with us, he will help us to establish peace and justice and order in our society. Some of them said, we don't want to be Muslim though. We would like to keep our religion, but we still want the benefit, the maslaha of Muhammad and his followers. And so they agreed, and the Prophet ﷺ migrated to the town of Yathrib. Now we call it the city Medina Munawwara. This city, alhamdulillah, enlightened, guided by justice and peace. This is after his prophethood. But the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, Ya Rasulullah, now that you are a prophet, if the corrupt people, they are mushriks, they worship idols made from their own hand, if they called you now to work with them to quell the urban violence in Mecca, would you still do it? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even as I am a prophet, if they called me to come and help them, subhanallah, I would join them. I want to say to you today, this is the 1 year anniversary of the massacre in Sandy Hook Elementary School. You and I are the followers of that truth. And we have to ask ourselves the question, what would Muhammad do? If Muhammad ibn Abdullah lived here, that distance from there, would he say, subhanallah, I can provide guidance from Allah to these people that they will be able to live in peace? Our challenge today, having been blessed, alhamdulillah, with the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ in the Quran, what will we do? You know, in Mecca, they had a kind of corruption. One day, the Hajar Aswad, it fell, the black stone fell from the side of the Kaaba. Just like gang warfare, different tribes want to say, I want to be the, our tribe will do it, and then we'll get the the reputation. Other tribes said, no, if you touch that stone, it's going to be me and you. Because we, our tribe, we want the honor. And the people who lived in the time of the Prophet alayhi salam, while they were in this dispute, they saw him coming. He's not a prophet yet. He's just Al-Amin, trustworthy. Trustworthy companion, trustworthy neighbor, trustworthy citizen. And when they see Al-Amin coming, everybody is relaxed. They're like, okay, let's ask him what we should do. Because he's not biased like us. And alhamdulillah, you know the story that he places down his cloak. And he puts the stone in the middle and he tells all of them, the representatives from each group, pick up a corner and I will place it into its place in the side of the Kaaba. Now, each one of them has a share in the goodness, and this is the wisdom of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was for his society a bushra. He was, alhamdulillah, bringing to his society maslaha, some benefit. 1 year after Sandy Hook Elementary, I will ask you the question. Do your neighbors see you as part of the solution or part of the problem? Now maybe there are some of us who say, well, Imam, you know, it's not really my problem. I don't have a gun. I don't use a gun. Not my problem. Gun safety is not my problem. What about the other children at Sandy Hook Elementary? Those children weren't shot because of the actions of their parents. They were shot because someone had a weapon and came into a school and decided that he would just kill whoever he saw. Brothers and sisters, we live, those of us who are sitting here with me, you're in Virginia. There are places now, I know in the District of Columbia, we've done some work because we traced the guns from their origin to the crime scene. Guns bought in a gun shop in Maryland called Real Co Guns, where they follow the minimum of the law, but they don't do a background check. Maybe they have a young person say, well, you know, I don't have any criminal record, and Joe wants me to go and buy a gun from him, it's okay. I'll go in, no, they look at my driver's license, no question asked. Then I go in the parking lot and I sell it to whoever. What that young person doesn't know is that they've just committed a federal crime. Maybe it's one of your young people. They don't know why. They just say, well, you know, I make a few dollars. It's not a crime. Yes, it is. Well, what's an even greater crime is that we are not demanding in our society that our government create laws that will put more controls on the sale of guns in our community. Now, some of you I know are saying, Imam, even with all of that, our children don't go to those kind of schools. You're lying. They go to those kind of schools. 97% of Muslim children go to public school. So your child would have been, if you lived in Massachusetts, your child would have been at Sandy Hook Daycare, elementary school right there. And the gun doesn't ask the question, oh, this child is a Muslim, don't shoot them. The only way for us, alhamdulillah, to safeguard ourselves is to safeguard others. Alhamdulillah, let there be a party of you. A party of you that will come out from the others and joining what is right and forbidding what is evil. I'm saying to you today, first, that we ask Allah's mercy on those children. Because no child has any sin that Allah is punishing them for. And for Allah to soften the hearts of their parents 1 year after Sandy Hook. But for us to strengthen our resolve that we as a community will do something. Before we have the janazah here for one of our children. I want to just share with you before we close just something that maybe you don't know. You see, often we might have a janazah in this masjid. And we say, oh, it was such and such and such a boy. Usually it's a boy. He's 20-something years old. And his family is from such and such background. And someone in their mind is thinking, the person was 20-something years old. What did they die from? See, what you don't know is that the family came and they talked to the imam and they said, yeah, imam, our young person was just out visiting some friends. And there was a dispute, and then the next thing you know, someone pulled out a gun or a knife and stabbed and shot them. We just say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We have the janazah for them and we move on. But I'm saying to you, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. To be part of the solution is to be like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To find the issues that are happening in our community and then to take a stand for what is right. Alhamdulillah, this is a good day and a good time to do it while it's on the minds of others. Let them know, the people that you know, let them know, subhanAllah, I'm a Muslim, this is something I'm concerned about because I know from the Quran that if you take the life of one person unjustly, it's as if you have slain all of humanity. This is our belief. That, alhamdulillah, we wish to stand for justice. Aqulu qawli hadha, astaghfiru lakum. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, ma ba'd. Today, I'm going to ask you, if you live in the Commonwealth of Virginia, Maryland, D.C., wherever you live, because you know our khutbah goes on YouTube now, you could be anywhere. Contact your representative in Congress. And by the way, they're not going to ask a citizenship question. It's not a vote. This is shura. Contact them and say, I want you to do something about gun violence before it kills me or one of my children. I want you to do something. Why? Because I'm here. Wallahi, you know what they do? If you send a letter, they count the stack of letters for and against. That's how they identify justice. Maybe one of them will say, I got so many phone calls, pro, con, okay, I'm gonna go this way. And I can let you know, in our district, Congressman Jim Moran, alhamdulillah, he's visited us many times in this masjid, is a different kind of politician. The election is over, I'm not campaigning. He's the kind of politician that will vote his conscience whether people like it or not. Virginia is a tough state to do gun control. But I'm saying to you now, I know, if you don't know, most minority people, black, brown, are usually shot by another minority person. That seems to be how it works. Usually a person who has a gun is going to shoot somebody that's close to them. I'm saying to you today, bi'ithnillah, do something. Yeah, it's okay, akhi. Do something to save yourself and your family. And today, on the anniversary of Sandy Hook, to think about those children who have lost their lives. And don't wait until it's Jeb Stuart High School, they had a shooting, or it's Bailey's Elementary. Don't wait till then. Do something now, bi'ithnillah. And Allah will count it among your best deeds. So that, alhamdulillah, we can say to Allah that we lived, saying that we believe in Allah and that we follow in the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma dina fi man hadayt, wa fina fi man afayt, wa tawalana fi man tawalayt. O Allah, guide us among those whom you have guided. O Allah, protect us among those whom you have protected. O Allah, take us as a friend among those whom you have taken as a friend, ya Allah. O Allah, strengthen our resolve, alhamdulillah, that we might be among those who bring benefit, ya Allah. O Allah, help us to live lives of benefit. O Allah, we ask, alhamdulillah, that you give us the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we might be seen in our society, ya Allah, as the trustworthy. O Allah, that by being here we might bring benefit, alhamdulillah, and a warning that not to follow your guidance, ya Allah, is a formula for disaster. O Allah, we ask for your mercy on our society. O Allah, save us from the violence that is pervasive. O Allah, strengthen our young men especially, ya Allah, to save them from the hand of corruption, ya Allah. O Allah, our young women from the hand of corruption, ya Allah. O Allah, to save our families. O Allah, for those of us who are suffering with difficulties, ya Allah. O Allah, we ask that you make it easy for us. O Allah, those who are suffering with sickness and disease and loss, ya Allah. O Allah, we ask that you replace it with something better. O Allah, we ask for your mercy and your peace on the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, and on his family and on his companions, and on all of the Anbiya, ya Allah, and those who follow the way of Haq, ya Allah, until the day of judgment. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا استغفر لكم أقيم صلاة